Oh, that's right. Hey, it's 4:07 in the afternoon. I am Ann Eller right here with you on WCRS. I tell you what, we got a great show, and it's 1 week from today that the Self-Regional Healthcare Women's Classic is going to be here in Greenwood, out there at the Links of Stony Point. And I just happen to have two people from the foundation, Self-Regional, right here with us today to talk about all the things that are going on and all the things that the foundation does. Sometimes we hear the word foundation and we really don't know what all they do. But let me tell you, Self-Regional is very, very active. We have Meredith Lloyd here today. Your work with the foundation out there. How are you doing today, Meredith?
Doing wonderful. Thank you, Ann.
Very nice to see you again.
Yes. Great to see you.
And then we've got Jack Schwartz. He's the executive director of the Self-Regional Healthcare Foundation. How are you doing today, Jack?
Unbelievable, Ann. It's a real pleasure to be here.
Well, it's always nice to have you here. I notice you're sporting the badges from the Links here for the Self-Regional Healthcare Classic. Can we shorten up that name? Can we just put some initials there?
Women's, you know, we did. We talked about the name a lot early on because it was a little bit bulky, but we just ended up with a Women's Health Classic.
Okay, so we have shortened it up a little bit. Okay. Well, y'all are wearing those badges. They look pretty nifty.
You know, we're already promoting it, Ann, and we're excited about what's going to happen next week. I'll be out there a lot. Meredith will be out there a lot. We're going to have our mobile health unit out there. We're going to have 144 professional golfers out there. And I was telling you a second ago, when we first got into this, you know, there was a pro-am.
Right.
And then Jim Medford got a hold of it and said, you know, we're going to make this big. And all of a sudden we had two pro-ams. And then it didn't go to three pro-ams. It went to four pro-ams. So we're really excited. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday are going to be a lot of events before the golf tournament.
Sure.
And then Thursday, golf tournament, professional golf tournament happening out at the Links at Stony Point.
Yeah, that is right. Well, you know Jim Medford's favorite phrase, don't you, Jack?
Go big or go home.
There you go. My question to Jim is, how big can you go, Jim? That's right. Pretty darn big is what he'd tell me if he was sitting here at this table. So how did Self-Regional get involved in this to begin with?
You know, it's a great story. Jim wanted a title sponsor, and he wanted an influential organization here in the area. And being a trustee of the hospital, he came to the hospital and said, gosh, you guys, I'm going to try to attract this tournament. Does it make sense for the hospital to be involved in this? And we thought it did make sense for the hospital to be involved. But they were careful with that trustee relationship. They wanted to keep it at arm's length. And so the answer was, well, let's go to the Self-Regional Healthcare Foundation. And that was a great result. The foundation board voted to be the title sponsor, and they were excited about it. It was a good relationship, keeps the hospital kind of at an arm's length from everything. And the whole focus of this is to raise some significant charitable dollars for the area, which is also, of course, a great fit for the Self-Regional Healthcare Foundation.
Oh, absolutely. Now, you're saying arm's length. So is the foundation a totally separate organization from the hospital?
Yeah, from a corporate structure, mm-hmm. We have a separate bylaws, a separate board, and a separate corporate charter. Our sole charitable beneficiary is Self-Regional Healthcare, but we do have a firewall, in essence, between us. And Chip Stockman is the chairman of the foundation board, John Pillman, chairman of the hospital board.
So those are two different things. Well, you know, we always think about the foundation when it comes to the midwinter ball there, Meredith. And, of course, that's a big fundraiser for y'all. In fact, that's usually one of your bigger ones, isn't it?
It is the largest special event fundraiser for the foundation. We celebrated our 26th annual event this past March and raised over $110,000 that was specifically earmarked for our neonatal intensive care unit for our Josephine B. Abney Women's Center.
Wow. So the Josephine B. Abney Women's Center, is that totally built? Is it being built, or what is the status on that?
Well, the naming of that covers our existing women's center and children's floor. So the second floor of the patient tower, the mm-hmm. women's care area, and extends over to the NICU area and the childbirth area.
Okay. But the neonatal unit there, that's a pretty big area, isn't it?
It is. They take care of our sickest, smallest babies, and they do a wonderful job there.
So, what were you buying anything in particular for this, or?
Nothing in particular. The money was raised and set aside for their use as needed, and hopefully one day there'll be a good fit, specifically as it relates to maybe NICU expansion, growth, and renovation.
Yeah, renovation is the biggest thing. I think Dr. Terry Marshall talks about the age of the facility there, and it is something that needs to be updated, and that's the driver. He's got a renovation plan that's on paper, and we just got to get it to come together. And part of it is to put the funding together. So the ball has got some of the funding there, and now we just got to find the rest of it and build the new crib.
If you build it, they will come.
Yeah, they will come.
Well, you know, I know that we're going to be talking a lot about the foundation, but I know that a lot of people, when they think about the hospital and everything, they do think about the Affordable Care Act. And that has been a part of what is happening. And from the foundation perspective, what are you seeing will be the future of the foundation? Just from the standpoint, if we have affordable care, are we going to need philanthropy for the hospital?
You know, early on, Ann, we've seen a decrease in utilization and a decrease in the reimbursement rates. And
you mean people aren't going to the hospital?
Not as much. You know, people have higher deductibles. It's actually costs more out of pocket to get health care now. And
Wait a minute, that can't be right. Is that right, Jack? Are you sure about that? It costs more?
It costs more to the individual. And we thought, the hope was behind the Affordable Care Act was to eliminate uninsured individuals in this country. What we're seeing early on is that we're still having the uninsured patients, mm-hmm. And people are coming less because it costs more out of pocket to get health care. So self-regional has seen a very different financial environment over the first 6 months of this year than we saw over the first 6 months of even the past several years.
Sure.
So that puts more financial pressure on the situation, and it's going to result in a more emphasis on philanthropy to get special things done. So we think it's like, wow, if we're going to do something special, mm-hmm. If the finances are not there from the hospital's operation, we've got to look somewhere to get those dollars, and philanthropy is a great resource. You know, when you want to do a capital improvement project here at Sharp Facets, you look at your business plan, but one thing you don't have is philanthropy.
That's right. Well, I don't know. I would say we are rather philanthropic right here at Sharp Facets. I haven't seen it coming back this way, but yes, we are.
Buy one ring, get the other ring free.
Yeah, there you go. All right.
But it is a big advantage for an organization like the hospital. Hundreds of millions of dollars in revenues, but margins are getting thinner and thinner, and it could be that there's not even a profit involved in something like that. So philanthropy is a big part of it. And healthcare mission, of course, is why Meredith and I do what we do, mm-hmm. is to support a mission of healthcare.
Sure. And of course, as we move forward here, we look at organizations like United Ministry and all the other organizations that are actually supported out of the hospital, too. I mean, there's a lot of dollars that I know the hospital supports things like this. And you're right. Where are people going to go to get their health care?
Yeah, based on our last year's results, we're distributing over $1 million this year to the social service agencies around this community, and it is very important money to get health care at those very basic levels.
Sure. And, one of the things, before we hear a word from our sponsors that make all this possible here this afternoon, one of the things that we want to mention is the fact that the self-regional, the Symetra tour coming up here is going to raise a lot of dollars for nonprofits. And we're going to talk about that and a lot of other things that have to do with the foundation. So don't you go away. And, hey, if you got a question for us, give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984. We'll be right back.
Gold, gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash, then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72 Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Oh, that's right. We're talking about all this happy stuff right here while we were off the air. My goodness, we were talking about, what was that about heart disease, Meredith, on women, heart disease? What did we just say?
That's right, the number one killer of women.
Yeah, and yet we, as women, we tend to shovel it off our shoulders here. And the other thing is, women, it's a little bit different, isn't it, than what men have for symptoms quite often.
That is correct. I understand. I'm certainly not the expert on that, but I believe that for women, it's not the traditional heart attack symptoms that you may think of. It's a lot of tiredness and other things. But yes, that's correct.
Yeah. We're not going in to talk about that.
That's right.
But, I mean, it is a little bit different. And I think that one of the things that y'all are really excited about is about this bus. Now, who bought the healthcare bus?
You know, the mobile health unit, as it's technically known, and it's much more than a van, too. You know, it's a full-size Greyhound bus type of unit. And the hospital put up money for that. The Community Outreach Committee of the hospital put up money for it. And last year's ball, the 25th annual midwinter ball, raised $120,000.
Yes.
That went to the mobile health unit. So
wait a minute. How much did this mobile health unit cost, Jack?
Well, if you start doing the math, yeah, it's a... more than my house, and it's on wheels.
And, well, we know it's 120 here. We already got that now, and then you put all these other things with it, yeah.
But, yeah, it's very expensive. It's got two private exam rooms on it, and it's got a lot of technical health equipment, and if you're rolling that around the highway, of course, it's got to be secured in a very specific manner.
And you have equipment on there.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah.
So what type of things can this mobile unit do?
Well, we want to make sure we're clear about that, too, because we're going to have the mobile health unit out at the links at Stony Point Monday through Sunday. It'll be out there Monday when the events start unfolding on Monday. And all the Pro-Am participants, any of the Smetra Tour gals, if they want to go through a screening, that'd be fine. But certainly anybody from the community that ends up out of the tournament, we want them to stop by the unit, and we're going to do diabetes screening, especially for the type 2 adult onset diabetes. That, you know, we may not be aware that we have it, and so we're not treating it. But we will do a blood draw for diabetes. We'll also do some visual exams for skin cancer. And if you've got a suspicious mole or a lesion of some sort, you know, we don't really think about it. It's just, that kind of has been there for a while, and I kind of scratch it once in a while. When a medical professional looks at it, they say, you know what, let's check that out. That could be a precursor to skin cancer.
Sure.
So we'll get into some very, very serious health care screens. And you'll be happy to know that every gal who comes through the unit will get this a self-regional health care floppy sun hat. This one we brought for you, Anne.
Oh, well, thank
so
you
that
very
you
much.
Would
I'll
have
need it
your
out
sun
there.
Protection
yeah,
out there.
Yeah, cool.
We also have a little travel first aid kit.
Okay.
You can hook right onto your belt. It's got some sunscreen in there.
Very good.
Poison ivy relief that you might need if you get into the bushes out at the golf course.
Yeah, looking for those balls, right?
That's
thank you,
right.
Jack.
So you'll get your choice between one of those when you go through the health screening. And to make certain, well, I'm not sure if you have your VIP passes yet, but I want to make sure you had your VIP passes
cool.
to come out, or give a couple of your best clients the VIP passes to come out to the tournament and go through the screens and start learning a little bit more about your own health. It's very important to us.
It really, you know, and with today, I think everybody was under this misnomer when we had the Affordable Care Act that it would become so much easier. I think the actual reason, the thing is, you do have to take better care of yourself today.
No matter what the government says,
exactly.
We are still personally accountable for our health.
Exactly. And, you know, I think diabetes is one of the biggies out there. And, you know, I think another one here, particularly in South Carolina, is obesity. And obesity and diabetes, they kind of go hand in hand, don't they? Yeah.
Meredith, that's correct.
I think that that's a big issue. And I know that self-regional is constantly working. Every every week or every couple of weeks. You're doing diabetes talks. You have a lot of things going on, or the hospital does, that tries to catch people to start taking care of themselves.
That's right. You have to take care of yourself, and the hospital does a great job of
putting information
out there. That's correct, of providing the education so that individuals can make smart decisions and recognize symptoms and have outlets for care.
Sure. So this is what this is about, and this is going to be phenomenal to be able to be out there and be able just to walk in if a question about something that maybe has been bothering you, or you've got a question about some of the things to do tests. Now, are you going to be doing mammograms out there, since this is the Women's Health event here?
No, mammograms require a special unit that we will not have on site. But if there's any gal that's out there that's concerned about any suspicious lump or anything to do that could lead to breast cancer or could be a precursor to breast cancer, we will have that van staffed with healthcare professionals, and that may lead them into the healthcare system, get in a private appointment with a primary care provider, I was trying
sure.
to say, and to get them going into the healthcare. As if you don't know about it, you're not going to be treating it, and it can only get worse.
So, well, we were talking about before we went on the air, finding out you have it at stage 4 is pretty tough when you can deal with it. Cancer, I think, we just need to say this. I think cancer used to be a death sentence.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
Yes, doesn't have to be.
That's right. And particularly, look at the cancer center we have right here in Greenwood. It is a phenomenal place.
Phenomenal place. That's what attracted me to Greenwood, I'll tell you.
The cancer center?
It did. They were trying to put together a capital campaign for that. And that's the project. I said, I want to take that on. It was about a $25 million building. Our campaign raised about $7 million mm-hmm. towards that. A beautiful role for philanthropy to play to bring that cancer center into this community. So when you're dealing with cancer, you don't have to drive to Greenville or Augusta or Columbia. All the treatment is right here for you in a centralized location. It's a great philanthropic cause.
Sure, and it is a beautiful place. First floor, where the inside the garden. Everything mm-hmm. is fabulous.
You walk in, and the first thing you see is the John and Drenda Heidel Healing Garden, and you kind of go, "Wow, this is a special place."
It is. So, all these things are possible because we do have self-regional health care here, and we do have a very active foundation. I mean, just think. What could be being done if we didn't have the foundation?
Well, less would be done. That's for sure. But we look at some of the things we've raised money for in the past few years. Mayor, what the heck have we done?
Wow, do we have time?
Well, we have two and a half minutes.
All right. Well, we've mentioned the mobile health unit, raising money for NICU. We were talking about the cancer center. Philanthropy doesn't stop once a building is built. We have a cancer fund that is very active, helps women who may not be able to afford a mammogram, cover those costs. We have several nursing scholarships. We actually have a meeting this Wednesday with our Mary Ella Roof Nursing Scholarship Committee.
Mary Ella Roof was a nurse at Self Memorial Hospital when it moved into the new building in 1951.
Wow.
She still distributes a scholarship in her honor every year.
Yes.
Five scholarships.
Yes, yeah. And it's very active in making the selection.
She's a legend.
She is a legend. So wonderful scholarships that encourage those who are interested in the healthcare profession, so that we continue to have highly trained staff.
The chapel renovation was
another great one by the ball.
Right. So, I guess my point is, if you took the foundation out and you didn't have that, would you have that cancer center there?
We would probably have the cancer center, but probably wouldn't be that level. You'd have a little mm-hmm. less of a cancer, a little more bare bones. You probably wouldn't have the Heidel Healing Garden or the Medford wing. Jim and Denise donated for one of the wings there. So you probably have a little less of a facility. And I think going forward, philanthropy is going to be the difference in a very basic level of care and something a little extraordinary for the local citizens. Healthcare is local.
That's right.
And so the local philanthropy will help provide a difference.
Sure. And when you look at bringing new businesses into the Greenwood area, one of the things that you can point to is healthcare and what is available here and all the things that it has brought in. So it's very, very important as part of the package that makes Greenwood attractive. Hey, I tell you what, let's hear a word from South Carolina Radio News. We'll be back. If you got a question, give us a call. 229-7984. That's 229-7984.
McDonald's presents Confessions of an Ex-Hipster.
I loved cappuccinos, so I put on an itchy turtleneck and grew a goatee. But before I knew it, I was into French films, indie rock, and not bathing. Luckily, I got help from McDonald's McCafe cappuccinos. Now I'm watching football, wearing khakis, even high-fiving again. Thank you, McDonald's.
New McCafe mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos from McDonald's. With fresh ground espresso and real steamed milk, it's all the coffee, hold the attitude. At participating McDonald's.
Visit your local McDonald's in Greenwood and Abbeville today.
Yes. Hey, party guy Jeff Eller has just been in the building wanting to know what's going to be happening, folks. it is interesting when we talk about women's golf. You know, people just don't seem to get as excited as they do about men's golf. And yet, these are some, there's 144 women in the Symetra Tour. And these are phenomenal women. I'll bet that most of them can beat the pants off any guy. Well, there's an interesting idea, Anne. But truthfully, it is kind of strange that we have women's golf and we have men's golf, and yet we always think of golf when the first thing that comes to your mind when you say golf is what? Men's golf.
Yeah.
Sure.
And the Masters.
So, yeah, the Masters. Well, any of these PGA events and everything. And we really need events that are women oriented for this. I mean, look, we just had down at Hilton Head, we just had the big event down there. I mean, we had the Masters, and you know, then what were they in the Zurich Classic and all this kind of stuff. And yet, women, and they don't make the money. Women don't make the money. Meredith, what are we going to do about this? Women do not make the money on this. We need women to have a higher profile when it comes to golf.
Yeah, and that's the beauty of this tournament. Being here locally, it's an opportunity for the Lakelands area to take advantage of some beautiful golf performed by, active women who are passionate about this sport.
And you know, the wonderful thing about golf is that it's something you can play when you're 10 years old. It's something you can play when you're 70 years old. You may play it a little bit different, but you can still play the sport. And when you think about football, you're not going to be playing football when you're 70, you know.
No.
So, and it is such a relaxing, and it's a great way to get outdoors and enjoy the outdoors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was interesting. One night last week, my wife Deb and I went out to the Greenwood Country Club to play, you know, three or four holes. And who did we run into out there? But Joseph and Meredith Lloyd.
Really? Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
But, and it is. It's yeah. a very fun way to spend some time, and it's a great way to bring up kids to learn.
And we had our
golf.
Two boys with us. It was a family outing. Of course, I was not playing golf, but my husband was, and our two-year-old son was learning how to behave on the golf course.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. So, getting started early.
So there is a lot to be said about this, and one of the things I think that we should stress on this is an opportunity to get girls and boys out there to the golf course, the links at Stony Point, and see really good golf being played. And you know, Mike Nichols brought up this morning, this is the one, you know, you can get up close and personal. You can talk to these golfers. Mm-hmm. This isn't like the Masters where you have to stand back and be quiet. You can have the opportunity to spend time talking to them. You don't get that opportunity at the Masters very often.
Yeah, and I think you'll be impressed with the golf. I'll tell you, I'll go out on a little limb, and I wouldn't be surprised if somebody goes out around that course and shoots a tiny little number like a 65 or a 66. I mean, that's very intimidating. These gals are really good. It wouldn't be even surprising to me that the gal who wins the tournament maybe has, you know, four scores in the 60s, you know, or certainly maybe four scores under par. So they're very talented. They're very, very good golfers. And they'll play the men's tee boxes out there. They're not going to play the women's tee boxes. They'll be playing the men's tee boxes, and they will play extremely well.
That's right. So, and you know, this is the only women's tournament in the state of South Carolina, right? The Symetra Tour.
For the Symetra Tour.
It's the only one here in the state.
They'll go from here to Asheville and then Asheville on to Charlotte. But yeah, this is the one for South Carolina. So come on out, South Carolina.
Come on down. That's right. Come on out to the buses. They'll be waiting for you. And I think this is phenomenal, what has been worked out so that you don't have to worry about getting out there and then you can't get away. You can't leave. I mean, they're going to have buses at the Civic Center, buses at Burton Center. And you just, for $5, mm-hmm. you can go out there and watch terrific, terrific golf.
Yes.
And then come back. They'll bring you back to your car and then you drive back into town or wherever you live and you're good to go.
Yeah.
I think we got to say a big kudos to all the people that have worked hard on this event to find to take care of all the little details that could make it aggravating.
Yeah, yeah. Hundreds of volunteers involved. I think South Regional, we've got a couple dozen folks. And the interesting That's thing right. about the volunteers is they're all paying $30 to volunteer. Yeah,
I like that. Yeah,
yeah.
That's dedication.
That is, it is.
But that's how these events don't happen without a huge pool of volunteers. And for us here, that's community volunteers. These are all folks around here, around town, and they're all helping out to make this a success. So just pray for good weather. Let's have masters like weather.
Yeah, that would be fabulous. We deserve some good weather. I understand we're going to have some showers this week, so hopefully next
Move
week.
Move them on out.
Yeah,
get it out of our
right.
system.
That's right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But one of the things that I know the foundation is working with on this is part of the tour is to have foundation sponsors, you're sponsoring, giving money to different organizations that are women-oriented, correct?
Yeah, that's right. All the charitable proceeds from the event will benefit local causes associated with women's health. At Self Regional, we're going to establish the Symetra Tour Women's Health Fund. The monies will be segregated for women's health. Piedmont Tech will do scholarships for young women or women mm-hmm. trying to educate themselves. And then all kinds of local social service agencies like Beyond Abuse and Meg's House, mm-hmm. All of them will be...
And from not just here in Greenwood, but the surrounding
the
areas,
seven
too.
County regions right. all represented.
All the Lakelands. Mm-hmm.
Yep. So this is going to help. And some of the dollars that these groups are going to get are going to literally be like a year's budget. The dollars are getting so big in what they're raising for this.
Yeah, some of these agencies, they get $10,000 or $5,000. That's can be the difference between them being able to keep their doors open or not.
Mm-hmm.
And
sure.
And then you think about the women and the families that they're serving, and you understand the importance of that mission.
Sure. So here we are. We are 1 week away. Next Monday will be the kickoff to this big event, and you will want to be there. You know, you will be able to go out there, and they'll be able to watch the Pro-Am, correct?
Yep, all the Pro-Ams are available for viewing.
Yeah, and then you'll be able to watch the professional golf. And here's the other thing. On Sunday, Mother's Day, you'll be able to have lunch out there if you call and make a reservation, 942-0900. Call and make that reservation, and Mom eats free, and then go out and spend the afternoon on the golf course.
Yeah, Jim Medford was saying that he wants, thousands of people out there for Mother's Day brunch, and I told him, Jim, that's not Mother's Day brunch. That's the mother of all brunches.
He wants to be the biggest one in South Carolina.
That's right.
Yeah. You know, otherwise he's going home. I'd like to see Jim Medford standing there. What happened? Yeah. But they really have worked so hard out there, both him and Denise and all the crew out there.
You bet.
But the foundation has come on strong on this. What other things are y'all going to be processing with this whole event here, Jack?
Well, the whole focus is that we've signed a two-year contract, mm-hmm. and so we'll do it for 2 years. The third year is an option. So that'll be what we're really going to evaluate is, how effective was it for promoting health, for promoting the Self Regional Healthcare Foundation and Self Regional Healthcare. If we feel good about that and the tournament gets some traction, Jim and Denise have signed a 10-year contract.
Right.
If this thing can just get some traction, it's going to run for a long, long time here in Greenwood. And I'm just thrilled to death that this is Self Regional Healthcare stepping out in front of this. It's a great partnership for us.
Mm-hmm. I was just going to say kudos to the marketing. You can't go anywhere without seeing advertisements
right.
for this tournament. And it's really, really has been beautifully done and adds to a lot of the excitement.
Sure, and I think that is what is going to make a difference. Now, what do you think, Jack, is going to be, what do people need to know that's going to push them over the edge to come out there and come to the tournament?
Well, come to a great place. Stony Point is a beautiful place.
Yep.
You want to go, take a walk in a park? Well, go this week, next week, go out to Stony Point, take a walk, get some health screening. You think about your health a little bit. Watch some great young athletes perform at a very high level in a beautiful sport, and stop in and have some nice food fare there, and just enjoy the day. It's a great outing. You can do it Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I'd say come on out and just get out of your element if you're not a golfer, and if you are a golfer, get out there and support these great young golfers. We got one of them staying at our house with Deb and I, and she's from Colombia. She's
South
a rookie.
America.
Yep, South America. Yeah, I made that clear. Yeah, yeah.
Columbia, South Carolina, no problem. She's just stopping in. Yeah.
And she's 5'3", just a little pistol, a rookie out there, and she's just trying to scratch her way to try to get onto the LPGA Tour. So you're out there supporting girls trying to live a dream, and
sure.
There's nothing more optimistic than that.
You're right, and this is one of the only ways that they can actually get into the LPGA. It's the pre-tour to this. They have to make X amount of dollars, and I tell you what, we got to say something about the pot. What can they win? Hey, I'll tell you when we come back. Don't you go away.
Layaway. We've done it for over 30 years here at Sharp Facets Gallery, so whether it's Christmas, a birthday, an anniversary, or just because, we know layaway every day. Come see us today at Sharp Facets Gallery. Need more info? Call us 229-6613. That's 229-6613.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here. We are with Jack Schwartz and Meredith Lloyd from Self Regional Healthcare Foundation. Hope you've been enjoying the show, and I hope you've been getting an idea of what a lot of these young ladies, young gals are doing to get themselves into a money-making position. You know, some of these girls, $200, $300, I mean, I'm sure their parents are sitting there going, please win. And when you look at what is coming up with the tournament this coming weekend out there at the Links of Stony Point, Self Regionals, the Women's, what's it called now? What's the short version?
Women's Health Classic.
Okay, I got it. Women's Health Classic right here in front of me. $30,000 is first place. That is the largest pot on the tour. And for a first-year tournament, well, go bigger or go home, right, Jim? That's phenomenal. And this is really going to make a difference for somebody on the tour.
You know, if one of the gals who's been struggling wins this, she's not only going to win $30,000, but she's going to have an exemption on the LPGA Tour next year, and it's going to be a phenomenal result for her. The gals who are at the top of the Symetra Tour year-to-date, if they win this, they're going to feel very comfortable out on the LPGA Tour. They're going to start saying that they can dominate a
right.
professional tour like this. So we'll have some LPGA Tour players that will play down to this event. And that'll be interesting, too, to see how they compete against these young guns, because I'm sure there's going to be some ferocious competition out there with this money and with the million dollar bonus at stake, too. You know, somebody
right.
wins the next three Symetra Tour events will get a $1 million bonus. Park Sterling Bank put that up. It was in Golf World magazine this morning, which, phenomenal. I'm a subscriber to Golf World, and Symetra Tour gets almost no coverage in there. There's a full page picture talking about the Park Sterling Bank $1 million bonus. It's the most coverage I've ever seen on the Symetra Tour in Golf World.
See, doesn't that tell you something about golf? You know,
how
yes?
about that?
How about that? And
yeah.
the first leg of that is right here in Greenwood. Whoever wins this needs to go then to Asheville and win in Asheville and then win in Charlotte. And if they win those three tournaments, they will win $1 million. And here's the thing. Although it doesn't count towards the totals, who cares?
Yeah, who cares?
They've already won it. So that's going to be phenomenal. So I certainly hope that you're going to get excited about going out to the Links of Stony Point for the Self-Regional Women's Health Classic. It's going to be the first year. I know a lot of people are saying, well, what's it all going to be? You know how Greenwood is. What's it going to be? What's it going to be? But I tell you what, so many quality sponsors have come on to make this a huge success. And I don't see how anybody could say they don't know about it. It's on TV. We got huge billboards. It's in the newspaper. Oh, yeah, I'm talking about it right here on the radio. So I don't see how anybody doesn't know about it. So all we need now is the people to come out there. And we need people to think about health, being healthy. And we need women to think about being healthy. I know, I'm sure, Meredith, you do the same thing. You know, you've got two little boys, and, you know, maybe you get a twinge or something, and you go, oh, well, I'm okay.
Yeah. That's right. Mama's always last.
She complains to me.
yeah. Right.
Are you a doctor?
I bring it to the office. But it is so true. You know, women often are the healthcare drivers, but at the same time, they tend to put themselves last. So that's why women's health is first and foremost, kind of the putting that out there with this tournament. It's a great connection.
You guys control the real estate and the healthcare. We control the garage.
And the jewelry decisions.
Yeah, there you go. All right. And the jewelry decisions. That's right. So how would you measure? How do you think y'all will be able to measure the success of it? I mean, it's already a success, but how will you look at this and say, you know, we've made a difference in women's health care? How are you looking at that?
You know, I think number one, we'll see how many come through the screening. Mm-hmm. The screenings out there at the mobile unit. If we can get people to come through the screenings, and if that results in diagnoses, mm-hmm. well, there's a great success, especially the person who didn't realize that they had some sort of a life-threatening condition.
Sure.
So we'll look at that, and that's the health care part of the formula. I'd love to see a good crowd out there Sunday afternoon. You know, that's where it resonates with the community. If we get a good crowd out there, then the sponsors are going to be pleased, and then everybody will, you know, we'll do it again next year, and then again, we'll have the same focus on women's health. And if we do this for 10 years in a row, we're going to have an impact. You know,
sure.
It's going to be a huge impact. You know, we're trying to get this ball rolling. Well, if we get it rolling, it's going to be a phenomenal thing for the community, for women's health, for everybody involved in this. It's going to be a very, very positive event, but we gotta get the traction going this year and next and see if we can't get it out of the gate.
Sure. And Meredith, how about for you? What do you see as the issues that will make you see that these? That's Jack, do you have anything else that you could add to that?
Well, I certainly agree with what Jack says. Of course, you know, it's having the, you know, having the crowds out there, like you said, the numbers from the mobile health unit. But the charities win in the end. All of the charities that are represented, the foundation, Piedmont Tech, and the others in the Lakelands area, the real winners are the women and families that benefit from those services.
You look at the energy and the finances that you know, Jim and Denise Medford and the members at Stony Point have put into this. You know, if they come away too saying, you know what, this was a winner, boy, you know, watch out, we're going to have a winner on our hands. You know, it's going to go a long, long time.
Sure, and there's going to be a lot of people coming in from out of town who saw it in golfers' magazines and some of the things outside of the area. But the thing that's going to, that to me could be a shame, is if everyday people just don't go out there and participate, whether it's going to the healthcare unit, whether it's just going out there and enjoying a beautiful day out there and seeing young golfers. That's going to be the thing that's going to make you go, well, why didn't you come? It was only $5.
You know, yeah. I agree with you, and I hope we get a lot of the non-golfer crowd out there.
Exactly.
You know, the folks that have never been in that environment, be curious. We're trying to make it welcoming for you, and because it can be intimidating whenever you go into an environment that you're not comfortable with.
Sure.
We're trying to make this comfortable. Come on out and just breathe it in.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And, you know, not only that, you could see a future golfer right there at the Women's Health Care Classic who is then on the LPGA, and you could say, I knew her when. Just take Jay Marie, who was here last in October. She's on the LPGA. Well, I interviewed her. There you go. That's right. So that's exciting to see.
It is exciting.
It is.
That's right.
Move forward. And to be able to see the legends out there, some of the gals that everybody has said, wow, they were biggies. Well, these are the future of the LPGA. Mm-hmm. And you know what? Your child could become the future of the LPGA. Just look at what great golf we have being played on the high schools, Greenwood High, Emerald, and Lander. I mean, all of those have the potential to become big golfers. I mean, who knew? Ben Martin, there you go, started right there.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yep. I'd love to see all the young girls who play in the area get out there and watch these gals. Yeah, they'll give you something to shoot for, and they're good.
They're good. They are good. So
now, see, Meredith's children cannot compete for the LPGA.
I've got a PGA.
Oh, okay, yeah, exactly.
I've got some players in the making.
Keep those tennis rackets out of their hands, Meredith.
That's right. But, yeah, golf is that sport that you can do throughout your life, and it's a great one to start. And, you know, we got to say, we haven't really talked about this, but out there at Deer Creek, the golf range out there, they're going to be having a really a wonderful event for how many kids, about 200?
240 eighth graders from school districts 50, 51, and 52 are congregating out there on Monday, a week from today.
Right.
9 to 2, and they are going to get exposed to golf. And, wow, what an environment that's going to be.
And they walk away with their own golf club.
They're all going to get a free club and
a goodie bag on top of that. And get to play with some of the legend, some golf, let's see, the
14 of Symetra Tour professionals will be out there.
And plus, I think the ladies golfing from out there at the links are going to be helping out, too.
Yeah, the Ladies Golf Association.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so when you look at all the things that are being done, you really have to get out and go out to the links of Stony Point, and you need to go ahead and make Jim Medford's dream come true for the largest Buff Women's Mother's Day buffet right there on Sunday, Mother's Day. Mothers will eat for free, 942-0900. Call them and get that reservation starting at 9 or 9:30 in the morning till something like 1 or 1:30. So that's pretty awesome.
Yes. So take advantage of some great food and great golf.
And yes, and don't forget the Healthcare Express unit. Is that right?
Mobile health unit.
I got it. All right. It's 4:59 and 32 seconds, and I finally got it right. Hey, Jack, it's been great to have you out here again.
Thank you, Ann.
And Meredith, so nice of you to come and
see
you again.
Yes, thank you.
And this has been a real treat. You know, you are going to get a nice hat here. You're going to get the self-regional poison ivy and other good things in the bag. So there you go. It's a win-win situation. Thanks so much for being here. This is WCRS right here in Greenwood. Bye-bye, everybody.